Hello, Rabbi Meyer Schwab, and to the Kol Deans, Rabbi Aaron Yehuda Schwab and Rabbi Shachni Summers. Their tremendous selfless devotion to secure Torah in Denver and their impact on the community are a true inspiration. May they be blessed with good health and much nachas from their families. At this time, I feel honored to introduce my dear friend and mentor, Kol Deen, Rabbi Shachni Summers.
I guess I was supposed to take off my hat. Over 30 Kollel scholars. It's amazing. Thanks to all of you for your part in this. Of all of this amazing Limud HaTorah, this amazing Torah learning, two decades of amazing Torah learning. I'd like to add my personal thanks to the founders of the Kollel, Rabbi and Mrs. Meyer Schwab and Beth Jacob High School. It was their determination that made this happen, and it's their nachas. I'd like to announce, Baruch Hashem, that beginning the third decade, Bez Hashem, of the Denver Community Kollel, we will be having a new family join us. Reb Nisano and Chevy Kipper will be moving here from Lakewood after Pesach. The Kippers will be living southeast, joining the ranks of the several Kollel families that have moved southeast over the years. This is a culmination or a continuation of the vision of the Kollel from the very beginning to spread its wings to different areas in the Denver community and influence many, many more people through bringing Limud HaTorah to various locales. This is also the fruition of a vision of an individual who has been one of the most stalwart partners and supporters of the Kollel from day one, or perhaps from before day one, and that's Rabbi Yaakov Meyer. I often recall the day in July of 1997 that my wife and I first met Rabbi Meyer and then a little later Rebbetzin Meyer, and Rabbi Meyer shared with us his vision of having Kollel families live in his community, and that was before his community was really existed, which is an amazing vision, which came to fruition 10 years later and still continuing to pull today. When Rabbi Meyer built the new building for his shul years back, he took Rabbi Aaron Yehuda Schwab and I on a tour of the building, and he showed us where there's going to be a Beis Medrash, and he said, "I want the Kollel to learn in this Beis Medrash." When several years later, it became time for the Kollel to have its own Beis Medrash in a separate location in southeast Denver. Rabbi Meyer and Rebbetzin Meyer and the family dedicated the Kollel Beis Medrash in honor, and called it Ol Yisachar, in honor and in memory of Rabbi Meyer's father and his Rosh Yeshiva. So there's no one that we could think of that's more fitting to give Divrei Bracha during this milestone that our two-decade-long supporter and friend and partner, Rabbi Yaakov Meyer.
Bishus the Rosh Hakollel, Bishus Rabbi Schwab, Rabbanim, ladies and gentlemen, friends and supporters of the Kollel. Zahayim asah Hashem nagila v'nismachavai. This certainly is a day that the Almighty has made. You shall rejoice and be happy in Him. The question of in Him means in the day, or it means with Hashem, to be grateful for Hashem. Rabbi Schwab has said this many, many simchas, but it's truly a day of simcha, to rejoice both in the day and what Hashem has given us in this day, and rejoicing in Hashem, because the simcha of Torah is the simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rejoicing with Hashem. I'd like to speak for a moment about the day of Simchas Torah. The way the calendar works out now in Chutz La'aretz, we have two separate Yom Tovim. We have Shmini Atzeres, the day after Sukkot, and then we have Simchas Torah. In Eretz Yisrael, Simchas Torah is a relatively, by Jewish standards, it's a new Yom Tov from the Middle Ages, a little bit before, but it's not, the holiday of Simchas Torah is certainly not of biblical origin. But we have a Yom Tov, Simchas Torah, and we also have a Yom Tov of Shavuos. On the day that Hashem spoke to Am Yisrael, to the Jewish people as a whole, and gave the Torah at Har Sinai. And the question arises, why do we need two celebrations of the Torah? I mean, I guess you could have 365, but why do we have two Yom Tovim? We have Simchas Torah, and we have Shavuos. There's apparently two Yom Tovim apparently celebrating the same thing. We celebrate them a little differently. But nevertheless, there are two holidays celebrating the same thing. Reb Simcha Zissel Breida, the former Rosh Yeshiva of Hebron, and I think he was also in Eretz Yisrael for a while, says that there are two different elements in life. Some things have inherent value, and some things don't have inherent value, but they only have the value by virtue of where they're located, who owns them, who partakes in them. For instance, you can have a watch that's made out of gold. So it tells time, it has gold in it, it has inherent value. There are many things in life, they have inherent value. There are many things that have no inherent value, yet for somehow you go on eBay and they sell for a lot of money. They say that when Lyndon Baines Johnson, LBJ, when he used to put his signature on some kind of very, very important document, the presidential declaration that he was making, he would start off by signing, and after getting through half a letter, he would change pens. And then he would change pens again, and then he would change pens again, and this went on and on, and in his signature, you can get over 20 pens, and he would give them as gifts to people. And those gifts, you can be sure, are being held by those people or their children or grandchildren, because they're heirlooms, because they were used by the President of the United States to sign an important document. It's the same thing with signatures, with baseball bats. There's a lot of ridiculous things there that have no value in itself, but because of who they belong to, whose name is on it, it has a value. When the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us, when the Almighty gave us the Torah, both things were true. The Torah is the blueprint for the world. It's the most precious, to say that it's the document, it is, but it's the most precious thing that the world has. It has an inherent value, more valuable than jewels and rubies, more valuable than anything else. But it also comes from God Almighty Himself. So it has inherent value, and at the same time, It has the value of the person or the one who gave it. It comes from God. Shavuos is the celebration of the Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah in our Sinai. He spoke the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments. He gave us the Torah. Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, is the celebration of the giver of the Torah. Stay one more day with me. It's a celebration of being a Jew. It's a celebration of our oneness with God. Reb Simcha Wasserman, Zichron Levracha, used to say that we make a bracha when we get called up to the Torah. We make a bracha Shabbat Habon and Mikal Ha'amim. Hashem gave us the Torah, the most precious thing in the world, and we praise Him and we thank Him and we thank Hashem. But after you're called up to the Torah, after you learn the Torah, then you celebrate the Torah itself. Hashem Bochabonu is celebrating the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Jewish people. Hashem Nosan Lonu Teras Emes V'chaya Olam Nata B'Sachenu, who gave us the true Torah and implanted eternity, not 20 years of eternity, but eternity of eternity within us. After you've learned it, you've opened it up, you've read it, then you celebrate the Torah itself. Sometimes, you know, sometimes a person gives you a gift and you say, it's not an expensive gift, but it's the thought that counts. Yeah, if a person who you love gives you a gift with love, then even if the gift is not so valuable, you value it because it was given with love. But then when you open up the package and you find out that it's a precious gift, the joy renews itself. Asher bo chabonu mikol ha'amim is the giving of the gift. After you've opened up the package and after you've learned the Torah, Hashem Nosan Mono Teras Emes, thank you Hashem for this incredibly beautiful, precious gift. When the Kohen came to Denver 20 years ago, and as well as Kohen all over the world, but we can speak about the 30 families that have been here in Denver. And we thank Rabbi Schwab for his foresight and his vision. I remember being a board member at Beis Yaakov, this talk about a rainy day having come and the need to bring the kol out to town. Those words ring in my ears. Not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring us the gift of Torah, but look at the beautiful beholders of the Torah that He gave us. The 30 beautiful families that have come here and have enhanced our communities and have enhanced the lives of hundreds and thousands of people in the Denver community, with such beautiful Rosh HaKoilo, with such beautiful Chevrei HaKoil, members of the Koilo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we thank Hashem, not only did He give us the most valuable gift, but also the presenters of that gift, with the members of the Koilo, He gave us as well. And now, usually, what happens is the gift comes in a box or in a package, and you open it up and you take the gift out. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did things the other way over here. He gave us the gift. He gave us the giver of the gift. And today we're here to begin the celebration of the package that the gift is going to go into. A beautiful new building for the Kohel that we're privileged to have, which will only be served lahagdil Torah ulahadira, to make the Torah learning even greater, in more comfortable quarters for more people, for more shiur, and for more love of Torah, but also ulahadira, to beautify it, to bring kavod to the Torah, to bring honor to the Torah, that people should come by and say, look at this beautiful package that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon the Jewish community here in Denver via His wonderful shluchim of Rabbi Schwab and the Rosh HaKoilo and all the supporters of the Koilo, so that the Torah can be learned and enjoyed. May this endeavor indeed be a great, great, great Kiddush Hashem, that people will not only celebrate the learning of the Torah, but will come to appreciate the giver of the Torah forevermore. Mazel Tov. They said it couldn't happen. It just wouldn't last. A kilo here in Denver? Not here. But there were those who believed in the power of Torah. Ara Nesa es Nesa. The Torah carries itself and those who carry it. And a whole new generation grew up here in a new Denver, a Denver with a Kilo. Together we stand at the threshold of tomorrow, a tomorrow with a very bright future of Torah in Denver. Tonight we break ground for a building that will be here for the community, for our children and our grandchildren. A building that will be welcoming to everyone. It will be a magnet for Jews of all backgrounds. Under our feet, under where you sit, will be an entire floor dedicated to the dreams of the youth of our community. A vision that we created together with Dr. Nancy Gary, who cares so deeply for our youth. Where you are sitting will be the heart of this building. The Beis Medrash. You can see the rendering over here. Where generations of young and old will delve into the words of the Torah. For hundreds, thousands, and millions of hours. Torah Lishma. Torah that is filled with Kedusha and Kiddush Hashem. In 2018, we have Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer to write our newsletters. But back in 1998, myself and Rabbi Summers would do all of them ourselves. And this is how we described, this is before they invented color, by the way. And this is how we described the Kolo. This is how we envisioned it. And I quote from that newsletter. An analogy can be made to a man pouring wine into a cup. As the cup fills with wine, it overflows into the bowl. As the Kolo scholars fill their cups with the sweet wine of Torah, through intensive Torah study, that wine flows from the Kolo into the community. One morning this week, I woke up with this very metaphor on my mind. That's how I woke up. But applied in a different way. In a different spin. Tonight we gather as that community who drank from the sweet wine for the past 20 years. Together we are building a building that will be a beautiful vessel. Our tefillah, our prayer is that this physical edifice will be filled with the pure and sweet Torah and will overflow even further into the community, to the entire region for generations to come. Beria Olam Bekinyan Hashlein Zeatinyan. Please take a look on your seats. You will find a card with dedication opportunities. We have the posters here as well. Please take an opportunity to have a conversation with us and join this momentous effort to build the future of Torah in Denver. I close expressing sincerest gratitude to all those who jumped into this project at the early stages, like Nachshon Ben Aminadab at the sea. We present, we present this beautiful piece of Judaica that was commissioned uniquely for this event. To the donors that have committed to build this Makom Torah thus far, don't worry, we're making another order, because I know that in order to complete this building, there will be many more who will step forward. We now call upon the Kol's most dedicated president, Reb Zev Baron, to represent these leaders. Reb Zev follows in the footsteps of his illustrious father, Reb Sheldon K. Baron, who was the pillar of the Torah community in Denver for decades. Reb Zev is so involved in the vision of the Kol that it's more accurate to call him and describe him a member of the Anahola rather than the president. Reb Zev.
My name is Chaim Mandelbaum. Many of you know me. Many of you do not know me. I was zoicha to be from the original kavura of the Kol. I think all of us are here tonight. I just want to say a few words of the Divrei Bracha, representing the alumni of the Kol over the last 17 years. No. If you want to speak about a kol, you first have to know what was the first kol. And maybe we could even talk about the first out-of-town community kol. And I would venture to say that that would be in the country of Mitzrayim, in the city of Goshen, when Yaakov Avinu came from Eretz Canaan. He had to leave. And he came to Mitzrayim. Chazal tell us he came along with all of his children and grandchildren, and he made sure that every single one of his male grandchildren was married, which makes the yeshiva of Goshen into a kol. And yet, when it came to establishing that first kol, the building itself was built and dedicated by his son Yosef, who happened to be the melech. But the actual besmedish itself, and how to set up the besmedish, that he didn't trust to Yosef. That he sent his son Yehuda. But he sent Yehuda there. And the question many of the asked is, he trusted Yosef with everything else. Why is it that when it came to actually building the building, to actually creating a kolo, why was it he needed Yehuda? You know, Yosef was his ben zukunim, all of the Torah that he taught, that he learned rather from Yitzchak, who learned it from Avram, he had given it to Yosef. So why can't Yosef be the one that made this kol? A good question. And I've many times spoken, every time a different answer. I would venture to say like this. The purpose of a kol must be identified. Of course, it's a wonderful thing. A lot of people are learning Torah. But I think that the core of the kol is that it's a place of growth. It's a place of gidul. It's a place for people who have been learning for many, many years to reach tremendous, tremendous heights in a place, specifically out of town, where there are not many distractions, where you're not going anywhere for a chasana, not too often anyway, and you're able to sit and to learn, and to learn with chavusas, to learn with balabatim, to give shiurim. When someone is younger, when someone is in yeshiva days, he doesn't have that exposure, doesn't have that opportunity. It's a place of tremendous, tremendous growth. But when it comes to growth, one has to know how to grow. Yosef HaTzadik, he learned by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was his rabbi and his father. But it had been many, many years since Yosef had learned by Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, l'chayu, we could say, shied himself tremendously since those years that he knew with Yosef. All of those many, many years, had passed. 20-some years had passed since he alone was Yosef. So of course, Yosef was a tzaddik and a Talmud Chacham. But Yosef learned from a Yaakov Avinu who was younger. Yaakov, his whole life he had grown. But he grew also in those last two decades and some. And therefore, the one who would be able to be in charge of this building of growth, this Kailo, that had to be somebody who had chinuch from somebody who had been growing, the highest level of growth. Not enough simply to have somebody who is a Talmud Chacham, but a Hecher and a better Talmud Chacham. And therefore, Yehuda, who had been by Yaakov all these years, he was better positioned to create this place of growth, this out-of-town community Kailo of Goshen in the glorious country of Mitzrayim. I'd like to give a bracha. We know we say in the Torah, and many of us, Yaakis definitely, we give a bracha to our children every Friday night. The bracha Yisumcha Elikim Kefayim V'chim Menashe. That is the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave to Zayin Klach Kefayim V'Menashe. Yisumcha Elikim, that all of Klai Yisrael, V'chol Yivarach Yisrael, all of Klai Yisrael will eternally venture their children, that they should be like Kefayim V'Menashe. I heard from the Reish Kollel in Chicago, David Zucker, very basic question. The wording of the pasuk is a bit strange. Yisumcha Elikim, Hashem should place you, Hashem should make you. You should be like Ephraim and Menashe. What's this expression? Yisimcha Elikim Kefayim and Menashe. He should place you. What does that mean? So David said that actually, this is actually a bracha. It's actually a plaque that's being given to Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik grew up in a wonderful place in Eretz Canaan. But then he moved. He was in Golis. He was in Mitzrayim. And somehow, he together with the Eretz Yisrael was able to create Shvatim. They had no yeshivas, they definitely had no kailin, and yet they were able to produce an Ephraim and Menashe. How is such a thing possible? Yosef, with the Torah that he learned from his father, was able to create a very, very closed environment where Ephraim and Menashe were able to grow up to reach the Madrega, in a certain sense, of all of the Shvatim, Yisimcha Elikim Ephraim and Menashe. That bracha is that we give to our children eternally, and that you should be in a position when you'll be able to create a final Menashe's. Yisimcha Elikim, Hashem should place you in such a place, in a place that's able to produce a final Menashe's. And that, I think, is the bracha I would like to give on behalf of the alumni of the Kailo, that this Kailo should continue to be a place of growth. We'll be able to create Ephraim's and Menashe's, Ephraim, people who are still in Klei Kodesh, Kol Yimei Chayeyem, those of us who are in the community, in the Kailo, who have settled in the community, are in Klei Kodesh. And those of us, like myself, who have traveled around the country and Baruch Hashem have been able to take the growth that I had here in the community and to be able to be Marvish Talmidim, I haven't kept track yet. But Baruch Hashem, lots and lots of Talmidim. And that is definitely because of the tremendous growth myself, my wife, and other Chaviyah Kailo experienced here. The ability of a Kailo not just to affect what's going on here in the city, in the wonderful city of Denver, but as well to affect the whole country, to affect the cities that we, the Chaviyah Kailo, have settled in, whether it's New York or Baltimore or Lakewood or Cleveland or Chicago or California, all over the country, we were able to take that growth that we experienced here. Yisimcha Elikim Kefayim V'chim Menashe, the Kailo should continue to be that welcome of growth, to produce Ephraims, and to produce Menashe's, those of us who are not in clay cuddle, but those of us who have many years of Torah under our belts, who are able to represent that Erlich Hayid, that Samuel of Sohn, who's Kaveyitim L'Tayra, and by virtue of his personality, is able to affect others, L'Kaivim L'Tayra U'L'Makim. And in the Schus, Halabai, that if the Torah that this community has created, those supporters who have enabled it from day one, and from before day one, I remember when Rabbi Schwab came down to my little one-bedroom apartment in Lakewood, and he was telling us about how important it was the Kailo. I was already signed on, Rabbi Schwab. You didn't have to convince me anymore. You didn't think it would happen, huh? but yet, the supporters from all the way from the beginning those are the ones who are able to create an environment that the Rosh Hashanah themselves will be able to continuously grow. It's not enough to have a building. It's not enough to have a place where people learn. It needs Rosh Hashanah who are able to grow themselves. It needs one that initially, a Madrega of Yankee Rabinu, Kifi Erech, Rosh Yeshiva. But on a higher level, as the years go by, to be able to grow and to grow and to grow, and for that it's essential. It's crucial to have that Menuchas HaNefesh. And as we all know, we have Menuchas HaNefesh just to be able to sit in the Smedish instead of having to go ahead and to go brick by brick trying to create a building. And my Vach is that in the schus of the Torah that's been here and will continue to be here, we should all be zeicha to the bracha of Yehi Ratzon Shetishra Shechina B'Maaseh Yadecha.
I was asked to give the final message. Baruch Hashem, we're one big happy family. Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, we're one big happy family. And like every well-established Jewish family, we have a great family business. We have a great family business that we're all born into. And what is that family business? Torah. We produce Torah. 20 years ago, our city merited a satellite production. Satellite office, a business that produces Torah. And like every family business, you have those that are in the business from early morning to late at night. And then you have those that come in, the cousins, the uncles. They come in occasionally and they take a good look at the production line. They roll up their sleeves sometimes and get to work. And they take joy at the growth. We have Torah scholars, we have members of the Kollel that actually run our business day and night. And then we, the rest of the family, we have the opportunity to come in here and there and roll up our sleeves and let those members of the Kollel show us how well we're doing. And show us that business is booming. And I've had that privilege over the last 10 years to see that business is booming. And I encourage all of you to take that opportunity. It's not the Kollel, it's our Kollel. It's your Kollel, it's your scholars, it's our scholars, it's the big family scholars. It's our family business. It's Klal Yisrael's business. And like every good business, we publish the year-end earnings, the year-end reports. And I'm holding here the 20-year-end report. It's been published. You're going to get this on your way out. Al-Hahar Hazeh. Right here, 30 scholars of the Kollel over the last 20 years, a masterpiece, their Torah thoughts, authored by them, authored really by you. This is our business. And now that it's published, stocks are going up because business is booming. The family has an opportunity to invest in this business. But you know, 20 years ago, there were 13 families here that dreamt of a Kollel. The original board of trustees, and they invested. They invested in the family business, and today they are very happy. This sefer, this book, this wonderful publication in honor of this special, magnificent celebration, is dedicated to those families, is dedicated to those original investors. And it's my bracha to all of us that we should continue investing and we should continue seeing nachas from the booming business that we all have, Torah. It's our family, it's what we do as Jews, that's what we produce. Mazel tov.
Once again, I'd like to thank everyone who's here for coming tonight, and as Eli Krauss mentioned, this is not our event, this is your event, this is your groundbreaking, and thank you very much for participating, and we look forward to growing this building, this community in Judaism and Torah together for many years to come. As we conclude, just a couple short announcements. First of all, if I can ask the original founding trustees to please come up to the front after this program is over to take a group picture, everyone together, whoever's here this evening. Also, I'd like to express a thanks to all the alumni who returned for this event, as well as several individuals, supporters of the Kollel, who came in special for this event, Mr. Jeff Weisskopf, thank you very much. Mr. Jonathan Barron, thank you very much for coming in. And Rabbi and Mrs. Moshe Heisler, thank you for coming to Denver for this event as well. Before I invite you to partake of the wonderful delicacies that you have been inhaling, shall we say, as we say in Denver here, for the last little while, and if you think it smells great, I can assure you it tastes even better. We do have to clear some space, as you can see. You may have noticed when you came in earlier, there wasn't a lot of room in the back. So, we will be having a group of people clearing out these chairs very quickly, and a few tables will be brought in. If I can ask, the tables be reserved for those who most need the seating at the tables. If you are young and spry like myself and you're able to stand, please leave those seats for others. We greatly appreciate it. And with that, I invite you to enjoy the trademark hearing from the Kollel Women's Division. And again, thank you all for coming. Have a wonderful evening.